Imagine severe drought, fierce hurricanes, widespread flooding. The effects of climate change on countries like Jamaica can be detrimental.
Hurricane Sandy is pounding Jamaica tonight with punishing 80-mile-an-hour winds and more than a foot of heavy rain. Residents and tourists are hunkering down.
To withstand the effects of climate change, different societal and environmental systems must be implemented to either mitigate the impact or adapt to change.
We don't emit a lot of greenhouse gases, and therefore mitigation is not so much an issue to us. It's more adaptation.
It's for this reason the World Bank's Climate Innovation Center, CCIC, is helping Caribbean countries to fight climate change through innovative businesses. Climate change is the effect of global warming due to heat trapped in the Earth's atmosphere by greenhouse gases. So, in order for developing countries to continue growing, they must mitigate or adapt to climate change. With this in mind, the World Bank's Climate Change Innovative Center, CCIC, is supporting Caribbean small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, to develop locally appropriate innovations for climate change mitigation and adaptation. Chief Executive Officer at CCIC, Everton Hansen, says the initiative is primarily focusing on adaptation.
We don't emit a lot of greenhouse gases, and therefore mitigation is not so much an issue to us. It's more adaptation because it's affecting us.
The Chief Executive Officer says climate change innovations will help Caribbean countries reduce their reliance on activities that increase greenhouse gases. For this reason, the CCIC recently launched its first regional proof-of-concept POC competition, turning out 11 winners with concepts geared towards fighting climate change.
These individuals are from right across the Caribbean, and they have expertise in the area, for example, solar energy.
Entrepreneurs submitted proposals for innovative products, services, or business models in the sustainable agribusiness, water management and recycling, solar energy, energy efficiency, and resource use sectors. One of the biggest causes of climate change is carbon dioxide emissions from the burning of oil, gas, and coal. Proof of concept winner Harlow Main is a Jamaican entrepreneur and inventor of the H2 Flex hydrogen hybrid concept intended to reduce carbon dioxide emissions. He says his climate-friendly technology is an oil substitute that works by converting water into hydrogen gas.
The H2 Flex hydrogen hybrid kit is a technology that converts water, aluminum, and lye, caustic soda, into hydrogen gas on demand. This gas is used to power any transportation on the road today.
He says his technology works to limit the reliance on imported oil and can reverse climate change, given that the concept would help to eliminate carbon-based fuel.
If we cease from using carbon-based petrol fuel to power our industry, our transportation, and our house, then we will see dramatic reduction in global warming.
Another Jamaican, Kurt Edward, won his fiber optic solar indoor lighting Fossil concept. Fossil consists of a solar collector, an optical fiber, and a diffuser working together to channel solar light into an indoor space.
What would happen is that you have a solar collector which would, let's say, sit on the rooftop, and it would collect solar energy and couple it into an optical fiber. The optical fiber would then channel the light along its length to some sort of indoor space where that light would be diffused throughout the indoor space.
The Fossil concept was also designed to help reduce carbon dioxide emissions. The Pedra Banks Renewable Energy Project, submitted by Brian Wright, and the Organic Oil Conditioner and Fuel Briquettes from Castor Oil, submitted by Shirley Lindo, are two more winning concepts submitted by Jamaican entrepreneurs. Chief Executive Officer at the World Bank's Climate Change Innovative Center, Everton Hansen, says the response to the competition is encouraging to the future of the center and its initiative to fight climate change.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.